Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
By 1977, the sex symbol was overweight, his body failing him. Increasingly isolated and paranoid, Elvis retreated behind the walls of Graceland. He began pushing away even those who were closest to him. And the few who remained in his inner circle say they were powerless to help him.
We even got down one night and filled his pills with sugar to make sure that we got that he wouldn't get them.
His body was just no longer going with him. I mean, he had problems. He had a twisted colon. He had a liver disease.
And according to his former pals, Elvis wasn't even bathing regularly, relying on pills that people often take for medical reasons to reduce body odor.
And he would take those. He thought those worked perfect, you know. Well, to take a bath, he could take two of those, you know, and sponge off real quick.
Right.
His friends say Elvis did anything to get more drugs, resorting even to self-mutilation.
He's got his foot on the examining stool, and there's a hole as big as a quarter. He was digging in his foot, and he looked at me and he says, "I ought to get some good stuff with this."
The Don and Mike Show.
Champion carpet bombers, Don and Mike.
Well, no one else can understand me.
How great thou art.
When everything I do is wrong.
Hey.
You give me hope and inspiration.
Here comes our chopper.
You give me strength to carry on.
Hey.
Hello, brother.
Brother, it's good to see you again. Must be time for us to fly down and do another interview.
Hello, everyone. This is Elvis.
And hi, my name is Elvis, too. I'm the king of rock and roll.
Welcome to our show. It's called Elvis to Elvis.
E to E, man. Where's our intro music? I can't believe that. Here it is.
Here it is right here.
Man, start the drums, Jack.
Come on, Jackson.
Who am I talking to? Man, plus tax.
And we have...
Hey!
We have the man on the telephone.
Who do we have on the phone, man?
Hey, Jackson, who we got on the phone?
Ken Tarleton.
What's he do?
Who the frig is he, man?
He hosts a website entitled ElvisTrooper.com, and he impersonates you guys.
Oh, another pretender to the throne.
I find this to be rather offensive. I see him dressed up as a Star Wars stormtrooper. I also see him dressed up as Indiana Jones.
And he's one of them Ghostbusters. Fine movie. Was that before or after I was dead?
That was after we were... Brother, that is before we are dead.
Before we were dead. Well, that's good. I enjoyed that film.
A negative, after we are dead.
I truly enjoyed relaxing and watching three televisions in my jungle room.
Did we enjoy Bill Murray before we died? Was he famous before we died?
Yeah, he was on Saturday Night Live before you
died. Yeah, I wouldn't have liked him, man. Too much of a smart aleck. I don't like smart Alex E., and you don't either.
You know who I liked on that show?
Who's that?
Chevy Chase.
He's a funny man.
He's a funny guy.
I'd like him when he'd do those slapstick falls.
I predict that long after you and I are dead, Chevy Chase will go on to be a major motion picture star.
I believe he will be a hero to millions. I agree with you, brother. Especially, I watched Patton. That was my favorite movie.
Especially his movie Fletch.
Great movie.
That is a great movie.
I love it when he confronts the dogs, Jack. Good time. I like the Lucy show also.
Hey. In color?
I don't know. I like the black and white version.
Okay. Ask me.
Ask you anything.
I want you to ask me something right now.
Who's running for Secretary of State in Wisconsin?
I want you to ask me what kind of adult diapers I wear.
What kind are you wearing?
Depends.
That's impossible. Those weren't invented. We are wearing bed sheets wrapped
Someone
around us,
Someone told me that
brother.
Is a joke question.
It is a joke.
Depends.
Depends is not only a name of an adult diaper.
But it's the answer to the joke.
It depends.
Uh-huh. Man, I'm going to give you a scarf. I'm going to give you a scarf for that, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Take one of my red scarfs nice. There.
Thank you, brother. As you know...
What a fine day it is to do E to E.
As you know, We're not here to make fun of Elvis. We're here to make some memories.
We're just here to make some memories. We're not here to make fun at all. And if we can bring you a smile, bring you a moment, then hopefully you will enjoy your day.
So why don't you sit back, Papa Royd, see if you can get into some E2E fun.
Papa Royd. That's what we always did, Jack, when we would be straining at stool.
Here now is a man named Ken Tarleton.
Kenton Tarleton is an Elvis impersonator with a different angle. You play movie characters, is that right, Ken?
Hello. Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hey, do not. Hey, do not tell. Jackson.
I'm finishing a cheeseburger here.
Jackson, do not talk. Do not talk in this voice. We will not be able to take you seriously.
Oh, speak, come on,
in,
baby.
Speak in your real voice.
Are you going to speak like Elvis or speak in your real voice, man?
Well, what do you want, baby?
Your real voice,
your
baby.
Real voice, please.
All right, okay. I got you guys.
Hi, all Ken.
Hey, Jackson.
How are you?
Let me ask
here,
you.
Baby.
How long you been doing Elvis?
Oh, about four or 5 years now.
Let me ask you a question, man.
Bravo. We're going to applaud that, Jack.
Being as I am, me and my brother is a...
Hey, how great thou art!
What a friend we have.
In Jesus. Hot time in Florida.
Hawaii sure can get sticky.
Yeah, man.
Why are you dressing me up as Indiana Jones? Go.
Come on, baby. Elvis is everywhere.
Do not speak like me. Huh. Speak as yourself.
He needs to be in every movie. All the major movies.
All the major movies. There. Man, this is a question I have for you. Let me ask you this, Jack. How much do you command for each performance you do?
Oh, just the love of the ladies, baby.
You mean you do it for free?
You do not do it for free. For instance, when you dress up as Han Solo Elvis.
How much do they pay you for that?
I'll tell you, we used to get $75,000 a week at the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas, Jack.
That was some good money,
man. I'm working my way up to that.
And they paid us even more at the Hilton when we did that. And all the food we wanted, 24-hour room service, Jack.
I've been told not to announce your website. Do you have any idea what a website is, brother?
I have no idea. We died before that, brother.
Well,
I do not know what websites are.
It's hutup:// Hutup. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What does hutup mean?
It says
Hit-to-pee is not, it's not hutup, brother.
It sounds to me like
it's hit-to-pee.
It sounds to me like cadence for a football team.
Hit-to-pee.
Hut-to-pa,
hit-to-pee, and then some sort of Chinese, Jack. It's not making any sense.
It's hutup-a.
She got pregnant with a Polaroid,
it's
man.
It's whoa, 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 period. I don't like periods.
Hey, Ken.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You still there, man?
Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Elvis Trooper.
That's actually a hypertext protocol. But
Elvis Trooper, period. Com.
Dot com, baby.
Line.
Good stuff.
Forward slash.
Ken Tarleton, are you there?
I'm here, baby.
Height and weight, s'il vous plaît.
How much you weigh, Jackson?
That's me, baby?
How much?
Yeah, you, man. How much you weigh?
How much you weigh?
200.
What is your height?
You must put on some weight if you want to be me.
That's right. The big chops, a little bit of extra weight.
If you put on some extra weight, we recommend performing with just a little extra weightage and also some blue lipstick. To give you that authentic look.
You're hearing it now from I'm Elvis Presley.
And I'm Elvis Aaron Presley.
The way that we want to be remembered is at the very end.
These are all good tips.
We want to be remembered purple, bloated, you know, up on stage.
Are you lonesome tonight, Elvis?
Sweating.
Well, I gotta stop doing that exercise thing then.
Now here's the test.
That's a bad word. Don't say that word, exercise.
Exercise is bad, man, except racquetball. I like playing racquetball with Ginger.
I tell you what, one time.
I enjoyed that, man.
One time I had 24 scoops of ice cream with cookies. Energy surged through my body. I later went and played racquetball, but then I took a crap on the toilet and Jackson, I was dead.
Yes, flat out gone. But here we are again interviewing you. Please to sing one of your Elvis classics for us, Ken. Sing something, Jack.
Hello?
Ken?
Hello? You know, I'll eat yogurt and popsicles now.
You know what I have in my closet?
What, Jackson?
I have hundreds of peaches. They are so good, man.
He dropped off the phone, Jackson.
Oh, dear. We seem to have lost our Indiana Jones impersonator. Or I should say our Elvis impersonator.
Get the long-distance intercontinental operator on the phone.
Let's see if we can do this.
And tell her that we want to make a long-distance person-to-person call.
To Ken Tarleton.
To the man who's dressing as us.
If she gives you a hard time, the lovely operator, you tell her we're federal officers.
I would also like to take this moment out to say hello to my good friend Mark Foley, who I understand is going through a bit of a rough time.
Quite a rough patch.
I want to say something. I knew him when I was still alive.
Did you, ma'am?
I did. So did you, brother.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we did.
Did you not forget his tender touch?
Oh, he was wonderful. He used to give us massages.
Do not forget about our homoerotic undertones that quite often go forgotten by the mass public.
Yeah. Is this that Congress fellow that told us that we should carry scarves on stage?
That's right.
Silky, womanly scarves that we will hand out from our womanly jumpsuit.
That's right.
To the audience, Jack.
He is the first man ever kissed me. Square on the mouth, Jack.
What a wonderful experience it was. And how sad. If only they could have seen him falling into despair as he was making all sorts of phone calls and emails to pages.
He said to me, do you want to be a page? I said, Patty Page?
He's on eight.
Oh, good.
Hey, Jackson, what happened?
Cam, we were just about to hear you sing, and you dropped off the line. What happened, man?
Your telephone, Jackson?
I think it's this technology, baby.
Hey, man. So I was just about to ask you, sing your favorite Elvis song for us. We'll listen.
Sing your favorite song by us.
By you?
Yeah,
go ahead. What do you recommend, baby?
No, man, it's your call. You got to sing it. Give us your best stuff, man.
I like a little bit of Little Sister.
Little Sister, let's hear it.
Let's hear you
sing. Little Sister, don't you? Little Sister, don't you tell me once or twice. You know, that stuff, baby.
Give us another one. I didn't like that one. My brother and I do not care for that one.
I didn't like that one. Sing another one of my favorite songs.
How about Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight?
That sucks. How about Jailhouse?
Oh, come on, baby.
How about Jailhouse Rock?
Jailhouse Rock, go.
No, I don't like that.
Why don't you like that, man? That's one of my biggest hits.
It's good.
Why do you insist on taking My Beautiful Image and dressing yourself up as a Star Wars character?
Oh, come on, dude.
Why?
The chicks love it, baby.
How many chicks do you get in a year?
Oh, I lost count.
I lost count, too. That's the Elvis answer. I lost count. That chick last night, she gave
She gave the best head.
Man,
let's change this. She could raise the dead. I'm looking at your website. I must tell you something.
That is a lovely lady you have that picture next to when you're in your stormtrooper outfit.
There's a lot of them.
Who is that, honey?
She looks like a prostitute.
That's basically what I'm doing, you know, doing the stormtrooper, Elvis mix, taking pictures of the ladies.
You are an insult. You are an insult, sir, to all Elvis impersonators.
How dare you? All you need to do is dress up in a jumpsuit. Instead, you choose to be all these other characters.
You are Indiana Jones, Ghostbuster, Han Solo, Elvis.
As though our image needs to be enhanced.
What's wrong with just being Elvis, Jackson?
I put the rhinestones on there.
It doesn't matter, man. We henceforth, my brother and I, forbid you from wearing any of these other silly costumes when you are performing as Elvis.
You may only go out on stage as us.
You can go out as leather Elvis, bloated Elvis. Man, you do have a lot of women taking your picture.
That's all right. You could also go out as Army Elvis.
Hey, you know what? My new one is Karate Elvis. So.
Well, that's acceptable.
Karate.
Kata means hand. Te means... Did I get it backwards, Jack?
You did, Elvis.
Kata means what?
Empty.
Kata means empty. Te means hand. Empty hand.
Karate.
I'm a 6-degree black. You know that, man, right?
You got it, baby.
Hey. Yeah.
Will you stop talking like me, please?
What is your favorite sandwich? You're about to take the Elvis quiz.
Oh, well, come on. Peanut butter and nanner.
Good answer.
Tell me right now, Jackson. What is the fool's gold loaf?
Who's calling? Maybe that's Elvis calling. From the grave.
What is a fool's loaf? Fool's gold loaf.
What are you talking about, baby?
We're talking about something Jackson. Elvis used to eat. You better know the answer, Jack, or we're going to be mighty upset.
That is when I used to be on an airplane with my friends.
It's got to have a lot of mayonnaise on it.
No, you're wrong. No mayonnaise.
I will take a giant piece of bread. A loaf of bread, Jack.
Maybe.
And what I would do is hollow it out.
Glory, glory.
And I would fill it with...
Hallelujah.
With peanut butter and burnt bacon. Oh, Jackson, that was good.
Nothing tasted better, man.
Put a little mayonnaise on top?
No mayonnaise. What are you hung up? What do you have with mayonnaise,
man,
Jack?
You're bad.
That's not a good Elvis, man. Are you bad? You better tell me that you're a washing cologne right now. Do you have lots of cologne on, Jack?
Well, it's getting a little busy here.
You're about to make me shoot out my radio.
Remember, Elvis, you don't like mayonnaise because it coats your throat and makes you not sing very well.
That's right, man.
Tell me something. Do you enjoy codeine cough syrup?
Oh, baby. A little NyQuil. Bottle or two.
What's the best way to drink it? Come on, man.
Straight up with some Jack, baby.
No. Champagne flute.
Put it in a champagne flute and drink it with your favorite girl.
What was the name of my monkey? What was the name of my pet monkey?
It's a chimpanzee.
Oh, that would be, yeah.
Oh, my God. You suck ass. You don't even know Scatter the Monkey.
How dare you impersonate my brother and I when you don't even know the things that we did.
At the time of our death. What was the weight of our colon?
Oh, that'd be about 48 pounds.
Man, well,
he's close.
Very close.
He almost got the perfect answer. You were 8 pounds over.
Our colon weighed 40 pounds at the time of our death.
40 pounds, man.
It was chalky and impacted.
Well, you guys got to remember.
Oh, Danny boy.
I've been away in a galaxy far, far away for a little while.
Now, what's that, man? You're doing that space age crap, Jack.
What we want
you to do is just an Elvis impersonation.
Why don't you? When is it not good enough to be the greatest entertainer of all time?
How many girls you had your picture taken with, Jack?
Oh, baby, I lost count a long, long time.
You lost count, but you never sleep with any of these women. You just have your picture taken.
What is that little TV screen, brother? Those pictures are coming up all on.
That's the internet, man.
The computer.
What is the internet, man?
I have no idea. That's that HTTP. There he is.
With pictures of naked women on it.
Do you currently have a girlfriend, or do you live with your mother? That's a serious question, Jack.
I got a wife, baby.
You got a wife. You're a married man.
You got it.
Please tell me you have not procreated. Do you have any children? I don't think. Not just yet. How long have you been married, Jack?
6 months.
It seems to me that you're. Good luck. It seems to me, I hate to size up a situation immediately, but you're a man of limited mental capabilities.
Why are you impersonating me, man? Maybe because you are a man of limited mental capabilities.
I like the rhinestones, baby. Come on.
You like the rhinestones.
Can you tell me something?
And the cape. It's all about the cape.
Give us the name of my manager, man.
Oh, that was the Colonel, baby.
What was his name, though?
The Colonel.
What was his full name?
God damn it, I'll rip you. Talk about the roots! What was his name? What is the name of my baby girl?
That was Lisa Marie.
Who did she marry?
Oh, she married that little Michael Jackson guy.
I have to tell you something,
Ken.
Who
else did she marry?
We're not happy about that.
You need to study your Elvis handbook, Jack.
Nick Cage, baby.
That's right. She married Nicolas Cage.
That's good. She's got that down right now.
How about Cilla? Have you seen Cilla?
I saw her in a movie a couple times.
What was the name of the fellow that was in my posse that used to go out and get me hamburgers?
Was that Red?
No! Red went to karate class with me, man. What are you doing?
That was Hamburger James, goddammit.
Hamburger James. He almost got shot, Jack, when we said we were federal officers.
God damn it.
Hey!
I tell you what, Ken, why don't you stand up and drool around a little bit so everyone listening can see.
Come on, baby.
Can see the beautiful outfit that you're wearing today. I bought you a Rolls Royce.
Take a look.
I bought a Rolls Royce for him right before this appearance today, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me ask you this, Ken. You might know this fact because you seem to like the ladies. There's a particular garment that women would wear that would turn me on more than anything else. I kept it with me all the way from childhood. It would excite me whenever I would see women wearing these.
Oh, my mama had these.
Please tell me, what is that garment?
Oh, baby, you got me on that one.
Oh, you failed miserably.
It is white panties.
White cotton panties, Jack.
Where's Bill Cosby?
Nothing turns me on more.
Where's Bill Cosby? Is Cosby in the crowd?
He's
probably upstairs doing cocaine right now.
Man, where is that son of a bitch? He's not here.
God damn it.
Wow, man.
I want to be out in the backyard on my horse with my bag of hot dog rolls.
All right, man, here's
slumped over my saddle.
Here's another quiz question. Are you ready, Ken?
You got it.
We used to put something in my pool and shoot it, and it would be very, very fun for the whole crew. What items did we throw into the pool to shoot?
TVs.
No, man, flashbulbs.
No, they're flashbulbs, man.
What kind of Elvis impersonator are you, man?
What was the name of my turkey, Jackson?
You don't know?
We'll
give it to you
baby?
Now. Bowtie! You didn't know my turkey was named Bowtie?
I have a please, please, everybody.
You guys have taught me so much today.
A round of applause in the audience tonight. Miss Vicky Carr.
Vicky Carr.
Vicky Carr.
Stand up, darling.
Turn around.
Turn around, slut.
Turn around, that's right.
Thank you. Thank you.
I had her before the show.
Look at her. Isn't she wonderful?
She's marvelous.
Isn't she marvelous, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, yeah. Ken, I do not have to tell you this, but on behalf of Elvis Presley Enterprises and all of the shysters that are standing behind us waiting to make money off me.
Hey,
everything that I stand for, I got news for you. Jackson, this is copyright infringement.
Yes, ma'am.
I see copyright infringement from Elvis Presley. I see copyright infringement from Ghostbusters.
My brother and I command you to shave your sideburns off.
Indiana Jones. Have you gotten anyone's permission to do this? Have you heard from George Lucas?
I actually know some people over at Lucasfilm.
No, you
They're
don't.
Pretty cool with it.
Oh, man.
No, you don't. You're lying.
This is terrible. This is a travesty of justice. Let's play football, man. You want to play some football, Ken?
Come on, let's go.
Hey, brother, I got the football out here. Let's throw it just like we did with Max Baer.
Let's
throw the football around, brother.
That would please me greatly. We've done this bit many times. I must say, you're the worst Elvis impersonator we've ever had.
We'll give you one last chance, fool.
Come on,
you
baby.
Sure? You sure? We're going to give you a last chance to
redeem
sing a song.
Yourself.
You sing it from the bottom of your toes, man. Sing it all the way down from your soul. Sing
Come
us something
now.
That'll make us know that you're a real Elvis impersonator.
Sing something.
Go.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel.
Boo!
Boo, you suck.
That's terrible, Jack.
You suck.
We can't
stand you.
You
can suck this.
Man. My new doctor.
Man, you didn't even sing it from your shoe soles. You embarrassed me. You embarrassed me and my father, Vernon.
And my mama, Gladys, in her white panties.
Sat.
I got a bad connection here, I think.
You
got
to go get some Iditream.
You're goddamn right we got a bad connection.
We got to fly out of here, Jack.
We're
Our
out
helicopter's
of here, Jackson.
Here.
Get out of here.
So long.
Hey, one more thing. Hey, pull my finger. Pull my finger.
Okay, E, here you go.
Pull it.
That a boy, E. Man, oh, man.
Hey, you suck, man.
It smells like bacon in here.
You suck.
Hey.
You're awful. Okay, I've learned a lot from you.
Yeah, of course you have. Everyone learns from the King of Rock and Roll.
Your cheating heart.
Viva
Las Vegas.
Hold, please. He hung up again.
Of course he did. He was a terrible Elvis impersonator. That's why he hides behind all those movie characters. He's not true to form.
Since when am I not good enough to stand on my own two feet?
Here's a message for all of you Elvis impersonators.
Yes, brother.
Do not hide behind these silly costumes like Indiana Jones. Simply slide into the jumpsuit and give it your all and make some memories. I thank you. Thank you very much.
We're not here to make fun.
Right.
Rob, how do you think it went?
Oh, here's the follow-up call.
Yeah, it was good. It was good times.
Good times.
Good times. Sunnier days.
What's your name? Do you have another outfit planned?
Ask him how he thinks it went. Fine.
Fun, I think.
All right.
You cannot spell fun without F-U.
F-U.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, we were all talking around the office. We were talking about you a lot before the show today. We were thinking, like... A harem scarum outfit.
Yeah.
Something from the Mideast.
Tell him he's a tool.
Lots of fun. Well, we agree that it went well.
See if you can slide Tart in there with your farewell.
And, hold on.
See if you can just sneak it in at the end.
Come on, just say it.
So you got to run.
I'll call you back soon, Tart.
Thank you very much, Robbie.
So long, Tart.
Hey, brother, look at the clock.
Oh, man. We've run out of time.
It's 6 o'clock on the East Coast. It's
Who
3
flew
o'clock.
Our chopper away, Jack?
It's 3 o'clock on the West Coast. That means it's time for News Now.
Oh, my.
With Katie Couric.
I must take my leave, brother. It's time for me to step out of this room and go into the porcelain room.
As must I, friend.
It is time for no longer singing or dancing, but straining at stool.
I do believe tonight, choking on vomit. That will be our number one goal tonight. Choke us on vomitus.
How great thou art!
What we have
in Jesus.
God damn it, man. We are only hovering 3 inches above the ground right now.
Take this thing off, Jack. Come on.
Let's get out of here.
Come on, pilot.
Hit the gas!
God damn it.
God damn it, Jackson.
We gone. We gone.
Jerry!
We gone.
Well, there you go.
Very nice.
Why that's become one of our signature bits.
I think anyone listening knows we don't need anyone to interview during that segment.
You know what I got to say?
He's simply the designated fool.
Time Castle. Time Capsule.
Capsule.
Put
Excuse
it in
me.
And bury it, Jack.
Time Castle.
That's right, son.
Time Capsule.
Dig it deep. Dig it deep in the ground.
Go deep in my hole.
Put it away.
Put it away.
And put that tape away.
Man, I tell you, no wonder they filled my pills with sugar.
Who is that pot smoker in the next room?
That's their newsman. He's a left winger. He's a red. He's a red. And I'm not talking about the head of my posse either. My mafia.
Did you vote for Nixon, son?
No, I did not.
Oh, you fool. Fool, you're a McGovern. You're a McGovern liberal.
Yes, I was.
You fool. Crazy fool. I'm a narcotics officer.
Give me Spiro Agnew on the phone. Right now. I want to talk to someone who can make a goddamn hell of beans out of this.
Yeah, don't be surprised, young man, that you don't see Bob Haldeman or John Ehrlichman knocking on the door next
Wouldn't
week.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, you're in trouble, you crazy fool.
You fool.
Voting for McGovern. What do you think about it? Oh, I bet you voted for Eugene McCarthy.
Where's my good friend Joe McCarthy?
Crazy fool.
Joe McCarthy had it right.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Call Liddy. Right now, man.
Don, baby, how's it going?
There he is.
How are you doing, G? So anyway, the guy with the afro will have the news.
Right.
Pinko.
They give you the last hour of the show?
Call me Buzz, yes. Man. Very kindly.
Man, oh, man.
I hope they stack it with lots of commercials.
They See will. If I can relate to you. Hey, dude, flower power.
Hey, right on.
All right.
Make love, not war, Jack.
That's
Free
right,
love.
Can you score me some absinthe?
I can, E. I can get that for you.
Man, I ought to get some good stuff with this.
You will.
We will be right back with Buzz's news.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.